What not to do, emotional entanglement, flirtation drift, and hidden competition in this session, we are focusing on what not to do when it comes to female friends, coworkers, and ministry partners. Many men do not begin with open misconduct. They begin with subtle disorder. The danger is not always obvious rebellion. Sometimes it is drift. There are three common dangers here: emotional entanglement, flirtation drift, and hidden competition. First, emotional entanglement. This happens when a relationship begins to carry more emotional weight than its true form can hold. Maybe it starts as friendship, maybe it starts as teamwork, maybe it starts as ministry partnership. But over time, the connection becomes more personal, more frequent, more emotionally significant, and more central than it should be. You begin checking for her messages. You start saving certain conversations in your mind. You look to her for encouragement in ways that carry unusual importance. You feel disappointed when her attention shifts elsewhere. You begin to rely on the connection emotionally, even if you never define it. That is emotional entanglement, and it is dangerous because it often feels meaningful before it feels sinful. Second, flirtation drift. Some men do not mean to flirt, but they slowly create a tone that carries extra energy. They tease more than needed. They single a woman out. They offer repeated compliments that create specialness. They use humor to build chemistry. They enjoy private banter. They create a low-grade romantic atmosphere while pretending everything is casual. Flirtation drift is dangerous because it gives emotional signals without truthful responsibility. It feeds connection without definition. It often creates confusion, false hope, or temptation. Third, hidden competition. This one gets overlooked. Sometimes a man does not become emotionally entangled with a woman. Sometimes he becomes unsettled by her strength. He feels challenged by her competence, voice, leadership, confidence, beauty, or influence. Instead of honoring her, he becomes subtly defensive. He interrupts more. He dismisses her ideas. He pulls away. He becomes colder. Or he tries to outshine her. Why? Because her presence exposes insecurity in him. But a woman's gifting is not an attack on your manhood. A woman's competence does not diminish your masculinity. If a man is secure in Christ, he can honor strength in a woman without becoming smaller, sharper, or showier. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance." Notice that humility belongs here. Humility lets a man work with gifted women without needing to dominate the room or reclaim emotional control. Here are some warning signs to watch for. You may be drifting if you think about one woman's responses too often, you keep conversations more private than necessary, you feel quietly possessive of her attention, you use just friends language while acting more like emotional partners, you enjoy the tension of ambiguity, or you feel threatened when she shines. What helps instead? Truth helps. Structure helps. Group visibility helps. Role clarity helps. Early correction helps. Brotherhood helps. Honest self-examination helps. What not to do? Do not become the secret emotional man in a woman's life. Do not create chemistry you refuse to define. Do not let teasing and private humor become a substitute for honesty. Do not use teamwork as a cover for attachment. Do not compete with women because their strength unsettles you. Do not confuse admiration with entitlement. Do not assume that because nothing physical happened, everything is healthy. Do not call emotional dependency ministry closeness. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. He can appreciate, collaborate, honor, and serve without drifting into confusion or rivalry. Women are not emotional fuel, sexual trophies, or threats. They are image bearers. An organic Christian man learns how to stand near women without surrendering his center. That means he resists emotional entanglement. He resists flirtation drift. He resists hidden competition. And he chooses peace, clarity, and honor instead.